The children at Park Lawn Elementary School were not cheering for the turkey tacos on the lunch menu. They were cheering for First Lady Michelle Obama, who came to lunch at this school just outside Washington, carrying a message that might have resonated more with their parents.
When we send our kids to school, we have a right to expect that they won't be eating the kind of fatty, salty, sugary foods that we're trying to keep from them when they're at home.
Mrs. Obama announced new Department of Agriculture standards for school meals that doubled the portions of fruits and vegetables, cut the fat and salt, and used more whole grains rather than white flour or white rice. The aim is to tackle two growing problems in the United States and around the world. On the one hand, rates of childhood obesity have nearly tripled in the U.S. since 1980. On the other, two-thirds of the 32 million children in the lunch line rely on government-subsidized or free school meals, more than ever before.
For many kids whose families are struggling, school meals can be their main or only source of nutrition for the entire day. So when we serve higher quality food in our schools, we're not just fighting childhood obesity. We're taking the important steps that are needed to fight child hunger as well.
The new standards get a round of applause from nutrition advocates like Margot Wu-Tan with the Private Center for Science in the Public Interest.
It's terrific. I mean, the new standards from USDA are a very important advancement in nutrition for our nation's kids. It'll mean healthier school lunches for 32 million kids around the country.
Wu-Tan says it will cost more to use more fruits and vegetables, leaner meats, and whole grains. Schools will get government funding to help cover the cost. Wu-Tan says it will pay off in the long run.
That investment is so important. We either pay now or we pay later, because obesity costs this country about $150 billion a year.
So while the students at Park Lawn got a special visit from the First Lady, school children around the country will get a longer-lasting treat, better meals on their cafeteria trays. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.